Mm. You see, they could have the hard shell just like this. Yeah. You put them in hot water and scald it. Take all them shell off, then you cut the meat out of the bark. Now, see, I have them.
Does it come out pretty easy?
You know how I'm stepping over this, is it?
No, just don't trip on it. Oh, goodness, I'm sorry. That was in the way.
No, it's not in here.
Well, how do you... So you just boil it, huh?
That's
a tarpon
shell. Uh-huh. And this one lives in the water. Mm-hmm. I had that painted, but it would
have been the way off it now. Well, now, is a kudu about the same size?
Well, some of them.
Uh-huh.
I want to get them growing kudu, the great big old kudu. Some of them big as that box down there almost.
Okay. What do you call the intestines of a hog that people can eat?
The chitlin.
What do you call the center part of an egg?
The yolk. The yolk, you ain't even know the yolk.
What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
The breast.
What do you call a small flat-bottomed thing with oars, and you use it on a river or...
A boat.
What do you call a boat that's got a square bow? It's got a square front on it.
A braider. A bug.
A what?
What you say it is?
I'm still talking about boats.
Oh.
And you know, some of them have pointed.
That's the bow of the boat.
Yeah, and some of them have a pointed bow, and some of them have
a round bow.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And do you have different names for those two?
No, there's I know.
What
is the bow of the boat.
Okay. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Pillow keys.
If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty what?
Necklace.
Yeah, or you could say it's a pretty what?
Good bead.
Something of beads. A pretty what of beads?
Pearl.
Yeah, but that's an expression. You could say like a pair of beads or a string of beads or a strand of beads.
Oh, you mostly say a string of beads.
Okay. If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you say one man really...
Beat him up.
Okay. What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You say he got down on his...
Knees.
Well, what about this back part?
Well, that's the calf of his leg.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's all I know.
Have you ever heard the expression, get down on his hunkers? Meaning to squat down like that?
I see them, but I don't know the meanings of that.
Okay. What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a...
Stingy.
Okay. Suppose a person is wearing funny-looking clothes. You'd say, he really looks...
Funny.
Okay. Would you ever use the words slouchy or tacky?
Slouchy.
And then what would that mean? Somebody.
A nasty person, don't clean up yourself.
Could that word be used to mean a woman as well as a man?
Well, sure. If you're dirty, just dirty and slouchy, just don't fix up her clothes on.
Okay. What do you call it when a woman's wearing her best clothes? You'd say, she's really...
Look nice.
And what would you say if you're talking about a man? He's really...
Look nice.
What word would you use to mean an old person who's very lively and gets around very well? You might say, he's certainly... What?
Spry.
You'd say that someone who never wants to do any work and who doesn't have any ambition is...
Lazy.